Depression stems from biology, environment, and intricate factors, not just brain chemistry. In the 1990s, prescription antidepressants gained popularity, but their roots trace back to 1952 when doctors stumbled upon a tuberculosis drug causing sudden euphoria. By the 1970s, a prevailing theory suggested low serotonin levels as a cause of depression, leading to the identification of two depression types: endogenous, internal causes, and reactive, environmental triggers. Anthropologist George Brown and therapist Tyrrell Harris delved into depression's nuances by interviewing women in a working-class London area. Their findings, based on a year-long study, highlighted that women diagnosed with depression were 3 times more likely to have faced prolonged stress in the preceding year. Notably, environmental factors played a crucial role, challenging the notion of a rigid division between endogenous and reactive depression, the biopsychosocial model. Over time, scientists recognized that anxiety and depression result from a complex interplay of biological, psychological, and social factors. This holistic approach, known as the biopsychosocial model, emphasizes the need to consider various aspects when understanding mental distress. Genetics and biology contribute significantly to depression and anxiety. Neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to adapt based on experiences, plays a vital role. Imagine your brain reshaping itself constantly, eliminating unused connections and reinforcing those that contribute to your daily experiences. Feeling sad or anxious often means missing important connections in life. In the 1970s, Dr. Michael Marmot chose to examine the British civil service as it lacked common factors linked to depression. Civil servants were well-educated, well-paid, and had desk jobs, avoiding physical dangers. Their salaries were determined by a strict pay scale based on responsibility levels. Dr. Marmot investigated the likelihood of heart attacks among civil servants. Surprisingly, those at the top of the pay scale were 4 times less likely to experience a heart attack compared to their lower-paid counterparts. Importantly, when comparing workers within the same pay level, status, and physical office, those with more control over their jobs were less prone to depression. Heal by finding what's lost to ease depression and anxiety. Harvard professor Robert Putnam highlighted a concerning trend: a drop in people participating in communal activities like sports, volunteering, and group activities. From 1985 to 1994, involvement in these activities plummeted by 45%. 1. Loneliness versus being alone. Feeling lonely isn't just about physical solitude, it's about lacking meaningful connections. Virtual interactions can't fully replace the depth of face-to-face connections, leaving many feeling disconnected despite online socializing. 2. Urban versus rural mental health. Studies show that mental health challenges are more common and severe in cities compared to rural areas. However, research on this topic only gained momentum in 2004. 3. Green spaces and mental well-being. A groundbreaking study from the University of Essex tracked 5,000 households, examining the impact of moving from urban to rural areas, or vice versa. They found that relocating to greener surroundings led to a significant decrease in depression, and vice versa. 4. Factors at play. While some initially attributed this improvement to factors like stronger community ties and lower crime rates in rural areas, further research debunked this. A separate study focused on deprived inner-city areas, revealing that access to green spaces independently reduced stress and sadness. Depressed individuals lose touch with nature. Sam Everington, a doctor at the Bromley by Bow Center in East London, has a unique perspective on tackling depression. Instead of relying solely on antidepressant medications, he suggests a different remedy: social prescribing. This involves spending more time in nature and connecting with others. Everington discovered that his health trust was spending around $1.2 million annually on antidepressants for 17,000 patients, yielding only mixed results. The pharmaceutical industry's influence complicates matters, as it stands to lose billions if alternative approaches gain traction. Everington's idea revolves around encouraging people dealing with depression to engage in social prescribing. This involves activities like volunteering to transform neglected spaces into beautiful gardens. Such hands-on projects not only provide a change of scenery, but also promote a sense of accomplishment and community. While limited research exists due to the pharmaceutical industry's influence, Everington believes social prescribing can deliver better results at a lower cost. By focusing on nature and human connection, this approach offers a more holistic solution to mental health issues. Depression severs the link between fulfilling work and core values. Did you know that only 13% of people find their work truly meaningful? That's a low number, and it might be linked to feelings of anxiety and depression. The good news? You can make your work more fulfilling to boost your happiness. Take Meredith and Josh Mitchell, for example. They weren't happy in their old jobs, so they started a bicycle shop together where they could share the work and the profits. Feeling disconnected from your values can lead to depression and anxiety. Psychologist Tim Kasser discovered that people who focus too much on material things are more likely to feel anxious or depressed. Think about your values, what matters most to you. Finding work that aligns with those values could make you happier. Since the 1960s, what motivates us comes from inside and outside. Intrinsic motivation stems from within, driving you to act simply because you want to, without expecting anything material in return. Extrinsic motivation, on the other hand, comes from external factors, where you do something to gain a reward or avoid punishment. However, neither type of motivation alone fully determines your actions. Research conducted by Kasser highlights the importance of pursuing intrinsic goals for happiness and mental well-being. His studies reveal that those who focus on intrinsic goals tend to experience less anxiety and depression, leading to a happier life overall. A compilation of studies echoes Kasser's findings, showing a clear link between materialism, extrinsic motivation, and poor mental health. Across 22 studies, a stronger inclination towards materialistic and extrinsic values correlates with higher levels of depression. Similarly, 12 studies demonstrate a connection between extrinsic motivation and increased anxiety. Kasser's work isn't limited to one country or culture. It has been replicated globally, consistently yielding the same results. Regardless of where you are in the world, prioritizing intrinsic goals over materialistic pursuits leads to greater happiness and improved mental well-being. Heal from childhood trauma. In the 1980s, Kaiser Permanente, a healthcare organization, sought to understand why obesity was a significant concern. They assigned Dr. Vincent Felitti to investigate, and what he discovered was eye-opening. Dr. Felitti found that some women overate due to childhood traumas that left them feeling depressed and anxious. To tackle this issue, Dr. Felitti and his team designed a revolutionary diet plan. While it helped many patients shed pounds, some experienced unexpected emotions like anger, panic, or depression instead of happiness. Driven by curiosity, Dr. Felitti decided to dig deeper and simply asked them why. The impact of childhood trauma on health and well-being. Take Susan, for instance. She lost a remarkable 276 pounds in less than a year, but quickly regained 37 pounds when a male colleague made an inappropriate advance towards her. Susan later confided that her weight gain began at age 11 when her grandfather sexually assaulted her. Shockingly, many other program participants shared similar traumatic stories. Approximately 55% had endured sexual abuse, and a majority had suffered childhood traumas, even among the men. Dr. Felitti encouraged them to explore the positive aspects of being overweight, which, surprisingly, many found comforting. Some, like two prison guards, felt physically vulnerable when they lost weight. Participants believed that being larger lowered society's expectations, allowing them to conceal their pain. Dr. Felitti collaborated with fellow physicians to improve screening for childhood trauma and promote empathy among doctors. When Kaiser patients acknowledged childhood trauma on a questionnaire, their doctors validated their pain and offered to discuss it. This simple act reduced doctor visits by 35%. In a smaller study, clinicians asked patients about their childhood trauma and offered therapy as an option. Astonishingly, these patients were 50% less likely to seek medical attention in the following year. Recognizing the emotional roots of physical illnesses empowered many to address their childhood traumas. Future hope, reconnect with status and respect. Researchers Kate Pickett and Richard Wilkinson uncovered a fascinating link between a society's level of inequality and its mental health. Their study, outlined in The Spirit Level, revealed that higher inequality often leads to increased mental distress, including depression. The United States, unfortunately, found itself near the bottom due to its significant wealth gap. On the flip side, countries like Norway, with more equality, experienced higher levels of happiness and less despair. In the 1970s, the small town of Dauphin in Manitoba, Canada, embarked on an innovative journey. Facing challenges, especially during tough crop seasons, the town of 17,000 experimented with a universal basic income. Each resident received an annual check equivalent to about $19,000 in 2018. It was a game changer, providing enough for basic needs without being extravagant. Unfortunately, the experiment was cut short when a conservative government took control 3 years later. Guaranteed income on mental health. In the quest to understand the impact of income on mental health, Evelyn Forget, a professor at the University of Manitoba, discovered something remarkable. Financial struggles seem linked to higher levels of anxiety and depression. So, can a guaranteed income, like the one tested in Dauphin, make a positive difference? Forget's research revealed a cascade of benefits. With a safety net in place, citizens adopted education, achieving higher grades. Women, in particular, found improved economic opportunities and delayed childbirth. Importantly, mental health saw significant improvements. Severe depression, requiring hospitalization, dropped by an impressive 9% in just 3 years. Shift perspectives on work. Dutch economic historian Rutger Bregman argues that a universal basic income encourages people to reassess their lives. Surprisingly, initial fears that it might erode the work ethic proved unfounded. Instead, Bregman points out that such income support allows individuals to turn down undesirable jobs, leading to an overall positive impact. Living without the constant stress of paycheck-to-paycheck existence empowers individuals to make meaningful choices. Some use this freedom to start their own businesses, promoting entrepreneurship. Others, finding relief from constant work pressures, can dedicate more time to building stronger community ties. Key points. 1. Depression has biological, environmental, and complex factors beyond just brain chemistry. 2. The biopsychosocial model emphasizes the interplay of biology, psychology, and social factors in mental distress. 3. Social prescribing, involving nature and community interaction, offers a holistic solution to mental health issues. 4. Meaningful work aligned with personal values reduces anxiety and depression. 5. Prioritizing intrinsic goals over materialistic pursuits globally leads to greater happiness and mental well-being. 6. Childhood traumas, emotional roots, and physical illnesses highlight the importance of addressing past traumas. 7. Income inequality is linked to higher levels of mental distress, while a guaranteed income can positively impact mental health.